You found us. Welcome to the Holminster Podcast, a church in the centre of Hull. Your place to worship, enjoy, explore and to belong. If you'd like more information in how you can get involved, visit our website at www.hullminster.org.
Hello. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent and it marks the beginning of Passion Tide. And so I want to begin by leading us in the collect for today, our prayer. So let us pray. Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through the shedding of our Saviour's blood. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It's very appropriate on this fifth Sunday of Lent, with all that's going on around us in the world, that we're reflecting on the theme of the sins of the world, which Stephen Cottrell explores in his book we've been using throughout Lent, The Things He Carried. Before my school closed just over a week ago as part of the response to the coronavirus, we'd been running something called Prayer Spaces in our school chapel with our students. It was based on the words which Jesus spoke from the cross. One class of our year nine boys who came up, I must admit, they didn't look like they were going to engage with the subject matter particularly well, but they actually really amazed me. One boy picked up one of these Romero crosses and held it in his hand. It wasn't even one of the activities. And he sat and gazed at it for some time. I discreetly observed at a distance. And at the end of the session, when we had our debrief and our reflection together with the whole class, he spoke about how the thing that had helped him the most was to be praying at the cross. And somehow, in that time, he said that all his stresses and all his worries had disappeared. He also said he couldn't really explain it, but he said he felt a lot better because of it. At the end of the introduction to Stephen Cottrell's book, The Things He Carried, he writes, "In order to understand the cross, you need to stand under it." He goes on to say, this has to be done with imagination as well as the mind, with the heart as well as the head. So today I invite you to engage your heart and your head with this message of hope that can change all of us if we choose to receive it. The message is this, that Jesus carried the sins of the world as he went to the cross. In the liturgy and the daily prayers of the church, there's always an opportunity to come and confess our sins to God and to seek his forgiveness. If we'd gathered in church today for Holy Communion, the invitation to confession would have come from Romans chapter 5. And it says this, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then we are invited, let us show our faith for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. And that exactly sums up Stephen Cottrell's message in chapter 6 of his book. The motivating force behind this carrying of our sins is God's love for the whole world. As we confess our sins, we can receive forgiveness, a new start, and a peace which passes all understanding. And it can only be found through Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection. I wonder, though, if perhaps too often we're only focused on our own sins, our individual sins, perhaps because we live in an age where we think of ourselves as individuals rather than as community. I wonder too whether that identity might change during our current collective experience as we discover once again what it is to be community and society. At the beginning of John's Gospel, John the Baptist announces Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And it is that identity of Jesus that we express as we pray the words, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. We pray those words in the Agnus Dei, just before we receive the bread and the wine at Holy Communion, often through song. And in doing so, we're placing ourselves right at the foot of the cross, offering to him our sin, the sin of the whole world, including those who have sinned against us, and calling out to God for his mercy and his kindness. And actually, it's only when we do that that we can find real peace of heart and mind. This act of love which Jesus does in carrying the sin of the world is in fact world-changing. Whether we stand under the cross, sit under the cross, hold the cross as we pray, or in our mind's eye place ourselves at the foot of the cross, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, meets us in our frailty, our humility and humanity, and he takes away our sin because he first carried it all to the cross on our behalf. It's no longer ours to carry. We can choose to let go of it all and know his amazing love, restoring, healing and putting our broken lives back together. We're at a time when we need to stand under the cross more urgently than ever as we face such uncertainty, fear and anxiety across the world. We're going through the most bewildering and strangest of times as we face the potential impact of the growing coronavirus pandemic. Now, more than ever, we need to draw closer to the cross of Jesus and receive afresh his goodness, his mercy, and his love. Chapter 6 of The Things He Carried enlarges our perspective of sin and invites us to understand it in a more comprehensive way than just my individual sins. And Stephen Cottrell reminds us of the sin Jesus carried to the cross is the sin of the whole world. Yours, mine, and everyone else's too. He reminds us of how sin impacts everyone and that it's to be understood as corporate as well as individual. I'm trusting that most people who watch this from our Minster community will have been using the book. Or if you haven't been using the book, you can access it and get hold of it. This chapter is particularly poignant and worth reading through slowly more than once. And we might find that there are some surprises in terms of what might be separating us and others from God's love. In these times of physical separation from our worshipping community, how about spending some time today, now, even standing under the cross and contemplating the reality of God's love in Jesus, which sets us free from all the sin which ruins our lives and God's world. And like our year 9 boy, we too can receive the peace of God through Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, which passes all understanding. Amen.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to one of our sermons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, then follow us on social media or visit our website www.holminster.org.